sir. What is your name, sir?
Darren James James.
Thank you. Sir, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the one arrest allegation on your work. I ask for your name, which you also give me your ADC number for the record.
810812.
Thank you, sir. Based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 3rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. May you assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir? Are you going to represent yourself?
No. Yeah, I guess.
You don't have a lawyer, so I'm going to assume that you want to represent yourself. Is that okay,
yeah,
sir? Okay, now before I go further, sir, it's been called to my attention that you only have, what, just 6 days to be incarcerated,
It's okay, sir. Just so you know, that he did receive a new felony conviction and was given 1 year in ADC.
You have a new felony?
19.
Okay, so you have a new felony. So you already, it amounts to saying you will not be released today at any rate, because if you had not had the new felony, you would not have had but a few days, and it was taking that much time to get you out. Therefore, I'm going to have an abbreviated hearing for you because you have a new felony, and so we can move forward, sir. As you can see, Mr. James, there are three board members present to participate in your hearing. To my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. Neal. To my right, your left, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Cavallis. My name is C.T. Wright. We also have a room with us today, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, who you can see now, is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. James, I'm going to ask you and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, will help you guard it, or do you so affirm? Mr. James?
Yeah.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. James, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Please tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 16, 2018, as verbally or written directed on December 13, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was restrained from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to abbreviate your hearing at this point. Based upon the admission of Mr. James, I'm going to move to, first of all, to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision inasmuch as he has been received a new felony, and which means that he would, with this board, would not be able to release him at any rate on at this time. And therefore, secondly, I'm moving to revoke his community supervision. And that is, those are my motions. One, to that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, and the other one is that the board will revoke his community supervision with the new felony. That is my motions.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and as it relates to the revoke, motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales. Mr. James, your community supervision has been revoked, and the reason that it's been revoked, among other reasons, is that you do have this new felony, which means that you could not be released today under any circumstances. After this has been completed, we wish you the best, sir, and we hope that once you complete this sentence, this new felony, that you will not get involved in any other criminal activities so that we will not have to see you again in Orange. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this will end your hearing. So much for your participation. Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.